Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is deeds that are heavy on the scale. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, the one who has decreed that deeds will be heavy on the divine scale. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no partner in that oneness. And I bear witness that our Sayyid, our Master, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah and is His sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you and myself with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And fear a day when you will be returned to Allah. Then every soul will be compensated for what it has earned, and they will not be treated unjustly. Ayyuha al-mu'minun, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, He says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. Then as for the one whose scales are heavy, he will be in a pleased life. What this verse tells us is that there are those on that day, that final day, the day after which there is no other day, the day of judgment, who shall find when their deeds are taken to account that their good deeds are heavy. In other words, that their good deeds outweigh those deeds which are not so good. And this ability to outweigh and give tarjih, to give preponderance and to give this importance to their good deeds, has meant that on that day they will be partaking in the goodly life. In other words, they attain the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Allah is pleased with them, and that's why they are pleased with Him. And this means that they enter into the blissfulness of paradise. And they live the life of blissfulness forevermore. And so we can see the importance of good deeds. And it is for this reason that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted us to do as much good as we can and to use our life, which is really our capital in this sense, our ra's al mal, and to invest it in hasanat, and especially those things which are easy to do but are light, and easy to do but are heavy on the scale. And about this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, خَمْسٌ مَا أَثْقَلَهُنَّ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. He said, there are five things that are of such extreme heaviness on the scale. And about these, he said, amongst these five, he said, وَذَكَرَ مِنْهَا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. He said, amongst these are saying, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu akbar, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah. And so these statements of dhikr, right, they are say khafifun, they are light upon the lisan, upon the tongue, but they are thaqilun, they are heavy on the mizan, on the scales, and they are habibun, they are beloved, ila Rahman, to the most merciful. And for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised their ranks and their rewards, right? And amongst these, the best of dhikr that a person can say based on various hadith is the dhikr of la ilaha illallah. For we find that the Prophet Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam is said to have advised his sons. He said, I command you to the saying and the upholding of La ilaha illallah. For if the heavens and the earth and whatsoever lies in between were to be all put on one side of the divine scale, and the power and the ability and the testimony of La ilaha illallah were to be put on the other side of the scale, then La ilaha illallah would outweigh that. In other words, the power and the majesty and the importance and the meaning of La ilaha illallah at the level of its meaning is the meaning of the cosmos itself. It outweighs everything if we were to truly understand it. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, لا يثقل مع اسم الله شيء. Nothing is heavier than the name of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to moisten our lips and our tongues with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that we persevere upon it. And if a person perseveres upon it until he falls asleep, then it's as if his entire night is in prayer. And if a person finishes his salah with a certain type of dhikr, then the reward is multiplied manyfold, several times over. About this, the Prophet ﷺ said, خَصْلَتَانِ لَا يُحَافِذْ عَلَيْهِمَا رَجُلٌ مُسْلِمٌ إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. He said there are two characteristics or qualities which no Muslim will consistently act upon except that they will enter paradise thereby. هُمَا يَسِيرٌ. They are actually quite easy. وَمَن يَعْمَلُ بِهِمَا قَلِيلٌ. But yet the number of people who act in terms of doing it are few. And what is it that a person should say? يُسَبِّحُ فِي دُبْرِ كُلِّ صَلَاتٍ عَشَرًا. He should say, after every single prayer, he should say, Subhanallah, 10 times. And, وَيَحْمِلُوا عَشَرًا. And he should say, Alhamdulillah, 10 times. وَيُكَبِّرُوا عَشَرًا. And he should say, Allahu Akbar, 10 times. And then he said, فَذَلِكَ خَمْسُونَ وَمِئَةٌ بِاللِّسَانِ. And so this is the equivalent of 150 on the tongue. Now what did he mean by that? In other words, the Prophet ﷺ is saying that these three phrases, each said 10 times, if one was to do them after every single salah of the salat al-mafruda, the obligatory prayers, then that would total to 150, right? Because they're 30, and then if you say them after every prayer, that's 150. So upon the tongue, it's 150, these phrases. But he said, وَأَلْفٌ وَخَمْسُمِئَةٍ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. But they are like the equivalent of 1,500 on the scale. And this goes to the, for every hasanat, there is asharun, there is 10, right, of the equivalent of that, in terms of what 10, they're rewarded tenfold in kamthaliha, as the like of that in the mizan. And so then the Prophet ﷺ then likewise said, this is after every salah, and then he said, after, when a person is just about to go to bed, then he says, وَيُكَبِّرُ أَرْبَعًا وَثَلَاثِينَ إِذَا أَخَذَ مَضْجَعَهُ. In other words, when he's about to go to bed, he says, Allahu Akbar, 34 times. وَيَحْمِلُ ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثِينَ. And he should say, Alhamdulillah, 33 times. وَيُسَبِّحُ ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثِينَ. And he should say, Subhanallah, 33 times. فَذَٰلِكَ مِئَةٌ بِاللِّسَانِ. So this is 100 by the tongue. وَأَلْفٌ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. And 1,000 on the scale. And this is just an approximation when it says the number by which it's multiplied on the scale, because it could be more and more and more, in the sense that to the degree that a person is intending in his heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his sitq and ikhlas, to that degree he will find his dhikr multiplied manifold on that last day on the scale. But this is just, brothers and sisters, if we think about this, how easy is this to say? And it is perfectly within each of our capabilities to commit ourselves to this for the rest of our lives. And yet Prophet ﷺ has guaranteed almost in this hadith, he said these are two things that لا يحافظ عليهما رجل مسلم إلا دخل الجنة, that no Muslim will act upon them except they will enter paradise. Brothers and sisters, this is from our Nabi ﷺ. So when we hear these things, we should ask ourselves, where am I with this? Where are we with that? We believe in him. He's sadiq, he's truthful, masduq, the one who we testify to the truth for. Then that truth entails action. That in truth entails ittiba' wa iqtida', entails following and emulating. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to engage in this type of dhikr. Indeed, from the greatest of what is heavy on the scale of good deeds is goodly character. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Ma min shay'in athqalu fil mizani min husnul khuluq." There is nothing that is heavier on the scale for the believer than goodly character. So when we engage in this dhikr, we want to see the thamarat, the fruits of this dhikr, which is not just that which is stored for us as from the hasanat of the next life, but the sign of a beautiful character in this world. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ said that that which draws a person closest to him and that which is the most beloved thing to him is goodly character. He said, "Inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah ahasinakum akhlaqa." He said, "Indeed, the dearest and the closest of you to me on the day of resurrection will be those who are the best in character." So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to embody the best of characters. For it is characters that ultimately soften hearts. Beautiful characters what allow for relationships to be strengthened. And this is the character that guides people to Islam and puts this beautiful image of Islam forward. For this is the way of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moisten our tongues with his dhikr. May he make our hearts full of gratitude to him. May he make heavy our scales through this, and may he bless us with goodly character so we can always be part of the solution in this world and never be part of the problem. May Allah subhanahu give us this. I ask him, Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, I ask him for forgiveness for myself and for you. Ya Ibad, seek his forgiveness, for he is indeed the most forgiving, the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.